From Spark and Anvil and Huggy Habits, this is Snooze in Chapter 1 of the Huggy Habits cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Snooze is a pale cream sloth kid in footed pajamas with little stars on them, a pillow tucked under one arm, and a soft, warm amber nightlight glow around her wherever she goes. She moves very slowly. She's a sloth, after all, and she always looks wonderfully cozy. She lives in Hug's bedtime corner, a warm little spot full of soft blankets. Snooze's special skill is winding down for sleep. She knows a big secret. You can't go from running around fast to fast asleep in 1 second. You have to slow down first, and slowing down is the bridge that carries you gently to sleep. She holds up her pillow, yawns very, very widely, and says her gentle words. Slow down, tuck in.
Snooze learned her secret on a night she just couldn't fall asleep. She'd been playing fast and loud right up until bedtime, and then, tucked in, her heart was still racing and her mind was still zooming. She squeezed her eyes shut and tried to sleep, but trying only made her more awake. Then her grandpa sat on the edge of the bed and said, so softly, don't leap into sleep, little one. Walk into it. Slow your body down first, like a swing coming gently to rest. So Snooze slowed her breathing, hugged her pillow, let the lights go low, and bit by bit, the zooming quieted, and sleep tiptoed in all on its own. That's when I understood, Snooze says with a slow smile. You don't catch sleep. You slow down, and it comes to you. She's helped everyone find that slow, cozy bridge ever since.
Today, Hug brings the kid to the bedtime corner to visit Snooze. Hug is right there, and a grown-up, too. Watch Snooze yawn, Hug says. Then you slow down. Slow down, tuck in. Pajamas, brush teeth, snuggle. Light slow, sleep.
Snooze walks the kid through it, gently and slowly. First, slow down. Stop the fast, loud playing. Then pajamas. Then brush teeth. Visit scrub. Pick a story. Snuggle in. Lights low. And then, softly, sleep comes. A grown-up helps with every step. Reading the story, turning off the lights, giving a goodnight hug. Because bedtime is for snuggling together. And Snooze never says you should be asleep already, or why aren't you sleeping yet? If the kid is having a hard time drifting off, she just yawns wider and says warmly, slow down, tuck in. And the family keeps trying, gently, together. And if the kid skips the bedtime routine one night, that's okay too. Snooze never makes anyone feel bad about a skipped night. Welcome back, she says, whenever the kid returns. Her pillow is always with her, a soft little reminder that cozy is good. Cozy means safe. Cozy means soft. Cozy means ready for sleep. And when sleep feels far away, that cozy feeling helps it come closer.
Slow down. Tuck in. That's Snooze. And when the kid finally slows all the way down, pajamas on, teeth clean, snuggled deep in soft blankets with the lights low and a goodnight hug given, a calm, safe, cozy warmth settles all through them, quiet and snug, like being gently rocked to rest. That warm, safe, tucked-in feeling, soft and slow and glad, is the very best part of bedtime, the sweet, sleepy bridge that carries you off to dreams.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. curriculum aligned to snooze, released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.